Outward Bound is looking to open a second centre and is currently on the hunt for land on the Coromandel Peninsula. The Adventure School has run courses at Anakiwa in the Marlborough Sound since 1962. Well, I spoke with Outward Bound's Strategy and Innovation Director Simon Graney earlier, who was jumping in the car with some colleagues and heading to the Coromandel. I asked him why they wanted to build a second centre.
Well, I mean, we've had great success with our school in Anakiwa, but you know, we've got the capacity, we believe, to deliver our vision to many more New Zealanders than we do now, and that requires some kind of expansion. And you know, rather than change what we've got at Anakiwa, we want to develop a school that is closer to where most people live. So that's all really about breaking down barriers, you know, the barriers of distance, and we'd like to experiment with some of the other barriers to attending an Outward Bound course too, like the duration. The courses at Anakiwa are long, and we think we can experiment with some shorter ones.
I was actually recently on your website looking into a few courses, and you know, there are long wait times, so this would obviously help that as well if you had a few more alternatives to offer up in different places.
Yeah, that's right. So it's possible that we could run very similar courses to fulfil some of that unfulfilled demand and get our wait lists down. And we'd also like to run some different courses as well that just allow us to experiment, I guess. We've got a fantastic formula at Anakiwa. We don't want to mess with that. But we'd like to experiment with some courses that are easier for people to get to and to get onto. It's a challenging thing, an Outward Bound course, and it's not suitable for everybody, but it's we just want to broaden the range of New Zealanders that can get all of the amazing benefits of an Outward Bound course.
So tell us a little bit about the courses that you want to offer, something a little bit different to what you run in Anakiwa.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time to tie the details of that down, because we haven't even found a site yet, and then we would need to build a school. So, you know, we've got lots of runway left to plan those in detail, but the ideas that we've had are around delivering some courses that are really similar to what we're doing at Anakiwa, you know, long, challenging, and really adventurous, but also delivering some courses that require people to, you know, maybe suitable for people with a lower level of fitness, or suitable for people with a lower level of psychological resilience. These are all things that are important to go to on a course at Anakiwa, but we'd like to be able to offer people who wouldn't or can't go on a course at Anakiwa something closer to home, where most people live in the top half of the North Island, and something that will work for them.
Can you remind us, Simon, about the philosophy behind Outward Bound and the aim of the courses that you run?
Yeah, on the surface, it looks like we take people tramping in the bush and expeditions on the sea and whitewater kayaking and rock climbing, you know, a bunch of different activities. That's what it looks like we do, but that's just the tools that we use to help people be the best version of themselves. I think that's a really nice way to think about what we aim to achieve with an Outward Bound course. So, you know, it's about increasing people's resilience factors. You know, we know that there is a mental health crisis in New Zealand, and we're not therapy, but we recognise that an Outward Bound course can be therapeutic, and it can build resilience, and it helps people to understand, you know, what the value set that works best for them is. What sort of person do they want to be, and how can they do a better job of interacting with other people? And these are the kind of skills which are only becoming more critical in the modern world. They've always been critical, I suppose. And that's really what we do. It's that stuff, getting under people's skin and giving them the tools and the opportunity to learn how to be the best version of themselves.
Is your focus on rangatahi, or, you know, those aged 16 to 26, or is it you know, adults as well? Are they just as important?
Our focus is rangatahi, but you know, we also have students in the 10 years I've worked for Outward Bound, I think the oldest student's 82 or something like that.
Wow.
So we do a bunch of other courses, professional courses, and you know, we call them master's courses for people, you know, across across age ranges older than rangatahi. But our main focus and our main area of expertise is that point at which people are at the beginning of their adult lives. They're working out what sort of adult they want to be. And, yeah, so that can happen from when someone is around 16. I think the average age of our students is something like 20.
And I suppose, you know, when you look at the statistics in the last, say, 10 years or so, I was reading the numbers of 15 to 24-year-olds experiencing extreme psychological distress has jumped from 5% to 19%. So what you're offering is, you know, incredibly valuable, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of the seven heartbreaking truths that we have collected from various sources, like the 2020 study of mental health in Aotearoa. And, you know, there, some of those other truths are, you know, that school attendance levels are declining. New Zealand has the highest bullying rate in the OECD, I think. A very small proportion of our young people are getting enough physical activity. So these are all things that indicate that Outward Bound is more necessary than ever. And, we, you know, we work with people who are, I guess, doing incredibly well in their lives, and we help them to actualize it, you know, as I said before, the best version of themselves. And we also work with people who need some direction or who are able to take what they learn in an Outward Bound course and report just such a positive life change. And, you know, the reason I still work for Outward Bound is because we get that anecdotal feedback all the time. We're just getting, you know, so regularly we get someone coming back, maybe from a course they did last month or maybe from a course they did in 1962, saying this has been life-changing.
Mm, and it's incredibly valuable work as well. How many New Zealanders have gone through Outward Bound, Simon?
Well, we wish we knew the exact number, but it's something like around 70,000. Wow. We've got really good records going back 20 or 30 years, but back in the 60s, you know, it's we couldn't put an exact number on it. So 70,000, just under 2,000 a year that we deal with now. We've got a vision, we're thinking about numbers of people, we've got a vision, or our sort of guiding star for our strategic intent over the next few years is one in every whare. And we think that if we can grow from around 2,000 to around 6,000 people a year, that is about 10% of all school leavers. So if we could influence in the way that we do around 10% of all school leaders, then over a generation, we can influence the whole country, all of Aotearoa. And that's where this idea of one in every whare comes from. If we're dealing with that many people by building a second school, and over a generation, you know, it's a pretty reasonable assumption to think that every boardroom, every classroom, every family gathering, every, you know, workplace or university classroom will have at least somebody in there, we hope, who has been on an Outward Bound course. And then just that positive effect on them rippling out to those people in that whare. And that's our guiding star, one in every whare. And it's ambitious, but over a, you know, a generation or something like that, we would like to make a positive difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us about this the second centre, the second site. Understand you are on your way to the Coromandel now, tonight. What are you looking for?
Yeah, what are we looking for? We have settled on the Coromandel as a place where there's access to some wonderful bush and where there's a sheltered area of sea around Coromandel Township itself on the western coast of Coromandel. So those are our main resources there. We would love a piece of land that has easy access to the sea, to that sheltered area of sea and into the bush, with enough room for us to build a facility. And, you know, we've got some things that we're looking at, but we're certainly open to you know, to any idea that would help us to realise our vision.
So, to anyone listening, you know, who would like to help out and make a positive contribution to the future of rangatahi, what would you like from them? Well, gifting of land maybe, or is it the cold hard cash?
certainly gifting of land is possible, but there's very few people who are in a position to do that. So, yeah, we are fundraising at the moment for both the purchase of land and of course, building a facility these days. Doesn't come cheaply at all, and all the activity equipment and all that kind of thing, which will come, you know, after a period of time. But our first focus is finding the right site, and there are some wonderful sites there, but of course, iconic pieces of land don't just pop up on the market and you sort of just go to the real estate agent and say, I'll have that one, please. There's a lot to think about in site selection and in looking for the place that will be our home for our second school for the next 60 years.
Well, Simon Graney, thank you so much for joining us on Nights Tonight. Good luck with your endeavour and your hunt for the perfect spot. I think the job that you do at Outward Bound is just incredible. You change lives.
Yeah, we do. And it's a great place to work. So, yeah, thanks a lot. Kia ora.